It's breakfast time at a central Copenhagen hotel. While guests are emptying the buffet, two distinguished-looking men are at a table, poring over maps and photographs from a Nazi death camp in Belarus.
The gallows is there, and the tree where the executions took place is there. Every morning there was a selection and to see if the Jews could work or not. And when you couldn't work anymore, you were taken by the SS down to the gravel pit and they were shot.
Danish historian Dennis Larsen is providing evidence for veteran Nazi hunter Ephraim Zoroff, the director of the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Jerusalem. The target is Helmut Rasbuhl, who, as a 17-year-old, voluntarily joined the Danish Free Corps, one of the Nazi battalions from countries occupied by the Germans during the Second World War. Zoroff is dismayed that the Danish authorities haven't acted on information that Larsen uncovered for his book called School of Violence.
To be honest, I'm a little bit surprised. In other words, you would assume that given the findings, they themselves would have initiated an investigation. That tells me that there may not be sufficient political will to bring a person like this to justice.
Most of the victims at the Bobrusk camp, 100 miles from Minsk, were Polish Jews who were transported from the Warsaw ghetto. 1,400 of them lost their lives in Bobrusk. Dennis Larsen again.
The Danish SS Freikorps, Danmark's Ersatz Company, were in fact guards and its effect. They guarded these Jews in this camp in the period of 1942 and 1943.
Armed with the author's evidence, Zoroff went to a police station to file his complaint and to urge the Danish authorities to expand their investigation.
First of all, to be perfectly honest, I'm not so expert in the workings of the Danish Justice Ministry to be able to say that I'm confident. All I can say is that we will do whatever we can to try and encourage a serious investigation, an in-depth investigation, and I want to add that we are going to widen the scope of our own efforts because we feel we're almost certain that quite a few additional people who served in that camp are alive today and living in Denmark. It's the good guys against the bad guys.
Okay. 90-year-old Helmut Rasbuhl invited us into his apartment to tell his side of the story. He says his Nazi uncle pressured him to join the Free Corps. He admits that as a young recruit, he patrolled the camp perimeter, but Rasbuhl insists he committed no crime.
The Germans treated the Jews very badly, which we couldn't help but see. But we had no influence over this. When you're 17 years old, what can you do? I can tell you that it was unpleasant to see. They beat them up with bats. But I never saw the Germans kill Jews. But I did see some Jews lying dead.
A complaint has been filed against you. How do you feel about that?
You know what? I'm 90 years old. What the heck are they going to do? Even if they do prosecute me, I'll be dead and buried before they even get started on it. I have never, ever touched the hair on the head of any Jew. In my opinion, a war criminal is someone who goes after civilians. I have never done anything to any civilians. What does a 17-year-old know about politics? Nothing. Had I not lived with that uncle, may he rest in peace, had I not lived with him, it never would have happened. Then perhaps I would have been in the resistance.
Earlier this month, Oskar Gröning, aged 94, a former Nazi SS officer known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz, was sentenced to 4 years imprisonment. He counted the banknotes confiscated from Jewish prisoners. This was expected to be one of the last Holocaust trials. Ephraim Zoroff believes in pursuing old Nazis to the grave.
First of all, the passage of time in no way diminishes the guilt of the killers. Second of all, old age doesn't turn people who committed murder into righteous Gentiles. Third is the fact of our obligation to the victims. In other words, our obligation is to try and find the people who turned innocent men, women, and children into victims simply because they were classified as enemies of the Third Reich. And I would add also that a continuing search for these people is an indication of the seriousness and horror of Holocaust crimes. The trials are important in the fight against Holocaust denial and distortion.
And quite frankly, these are the last people on earth who deserve any sympathy because they had absolutely no sympathy for the victims.
If this case was being tried in Germany, there would be more chance of success because there, guards of death camps can be prosecuted. But in Denmark, the criteria is completely different. According to leading law experts, being a witness to a crime does not make a person an accessory. One professor of law told me that she doubted that this case would go to trial because of the lack of eyewitnesses, because of Raspel's age at the time, and also because the Danish wartime government, which at first collaborated with the Germans, encouraged youths to join the Nazi battalions. Helmut Raspel's secret past has now been exposed, and one of his biggest fears is that his Jewish friends will now disown him. Mark in Brabant, DW, Copenhagen.